Reducing nitrate loss through tile lines is a goal for landowners. A simple water testing kit puts the power of data in their own hands on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Farmers want to know how much nitrogen is leaving their fields through the tile lines, but most water monitoring methods are expensive or time-consuming. An Iowa project called Retain distributes simple water testing kits to landowners. There are 25 test strips per bottle, which allows for weekly or biweekly testing and after rain events during the growing season. Jamie Benning is the Water Quality Program Manager at Iowa State University. She says the strips are dipped in water coming from the tile, and in just 60 seconds, you'll know how much nitrate and nitrite is in the water.
With the kit, they get a logbook, so as they go out and take those tests, they can log their results over the course of a growing season and as we have rainfall fluctuations, and really see how is that impacting their nitrogen loss. At the end of a season or two, if they're seeing values for nitrate concentration that are fairly high, that's when we recommend, let's think about taking some additional steps.
Benning says landowners are also using the kits to see if their conservation practices are effective.
We're seeing some as just confirmation that their cover crops are working like they'd like them to, and they're able to monitor and see if their concentrations of nitrate are lower than some of the other sampling that they've done on other farms without cover crops. It's been just that piece of information they needed to move forward and install a structural practice. So we've seen some installation of wetlands and bioreactors.
Benning says the first test kit is free, supported through grant funds, and after that, it's $39. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Retain test kits and where to get them at agriculture.com.